Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. There were rumors this week that Rob was spotted enjoying himself at an actual metal concert. This is untrue. It was only a Rob impersonator. The real Rob was having brunch and listening to Future Islands. Here's the show.
That's true. I was having brunch today. It was good.
What was it? What'd you get?
I got a shrimp and couscous salad and some waffles.
And waffles? Did you have the salad on top of the waffles?
No, I had the salad first, and then I had waffles for dessert.
Bottomless mimosas?
No alcoholic beverages at all. Just
orange juice?
I had a seltzer. A seltzer.
Who are you?
My name is Rob.
Couscous.
And
couscous?
Welcome.
Wait, what? Couscous is delicious.
What is couscous?
Not for brunch. That's like a lunch or dinner.
Okay. I had brunch at like 2 p.m.
But that,
thank you.
But you had brunch, not lunch or dinner.
Mm-hmm. So?
How can
it's
you have
just
couscous
words.
For lunch?
What is couscous?
It's like a grain. It's like rice.
Little rice.
Like tiny rice balls.
Spherical.
No, it's made from wheat. It's not made from rice.
Yeah, whatever. It's
he doesn't even know what he ate, Sid.
It was delicious. Ugh. Welcome to the live cast. I am here. I'm present.
And we're here in the all-new Metal Injection Studios, although I headed out of my house and went toward the old Metal Injection Studios.
But you made it just in time
you
to be 10
just,
minutes late.
You could have just hung out with Shankletown and listen to the show and participated through Shankletown's computer.
Yeah.
Just keep going to Greenpoint. Knock on random doors until...
Shankle?
Shankle!
You find one with Shankle. Hot pocket grease on the knob. And you're like, all right, that's the one. In you go.
Yeah.
We have a great show. We're going to finally have Landfill calling in.
Yeah,
Phil
you
Hall,
say that every time.
Cannabis Corpse. I just texted with him. He answered the text. So it'll be good. He'll be calling in.
Great.
And we have plenty to talk about.
All right.
Including, at the beginning of the show, you heard about it. Imitators. The funniest story of the week has to be Scott Weiland. TMZ reporting that Scott Weiland has been arrested and in jail for the last month for meth possession. He got arrested outside of like a pharmacy for stealing razors and batteries or something like that. And so there was this big reveal by TMZ. And then Scott Weiland's like, I'm not in jail. I'm in a studio. And then they're like, well, we just talked to the cops. They went and they checked. And it's definitely Scott Weiland in the prison cell. And he confirmed himself as Scott Weiland. Scott Weiland posted a video like, hey, here I am in a studio, not in jail. What is this bullshit? And then finally the guy in the prison admitted that he was just a Scott Weiland lookalike.
Yeah, it was the singer from Talk Show. I'm glad that nobody remembers that.
I don't understand that reference, but okay.
That was when Scott Weiland left Stone Temple Pilots and they went on as a band with a new lead singer. They called themselves Talk Show.
Did they? I thought they did something with Richard Patrick, and they were like a different like.
That might have been later on after what? Because then Weiland came back.
Yeah.
And then left again. So maybe when he left the second time, they did that. But my favorite part of this story is the fact that TMZ thought so little of Scott Weiland's like public profile and career at this point that they thought it was plausible that he could be in jail for a month and nobody noticed. That they thought they had the scoop a month later.
Yeah.
And went with it. That's fantastic.
Army of Anyone was the band that was Richard Patrick and
SCP. Oh, God. It's a good name for it because it's just like, hey, literally, we're anyone. Just we're a band with anyone from the 90s. Come see us, please. And no one did.
Also, I feel like Scott Weiland has a pretty great case for defamation of character here. For TMZ inaccurately reporting that he got busted for meth.
Yeah.
Those are some crazy... And not
well,
only that, but
hasn't
like,
he been...
Continually. I thought he was just a heroin junkie.
Is meth worse?
Well, it's not accurate.
It's different.
I guess. But then they probably retracted it once they
did
realized
they
got their facts wrong.
I love the way they report on it, though. We're like, an earlier report, incorrect. Like, they didn't put the heat on themselves. They were like, oh, there was this wrong report.
Wrong source.
Yeah.
They lied to us.
I gotta say, though, this is some real deep dive, like, dedication to being a Scott Weiland impersonator, that you, too, would get arrested for drugs.
Yeah. But he picked the wrong drug. How stupid is that?
Yeah, well,
you go to all that trouble.
He modernized it.
Yeah.
Here's how they start the correction story. Scott Weiland is the victim of a series of screw-ups as well as incredible deception. Cops now tell TMZ they were wrong. The guy who's been in custody for meth possession and burglary for a month is not who they thought it was.
They're not us. Wasn't us.
Didn't they check his ID or something? Like, how could they get the guy in jail?
Yeah.
Right?
They got...
Did they take fingerprints?
It's one of these celebrities with a fake ID. We don't believe them.
It's
definitely Weiland.
That's a shitty drug, though, man. If it, like, whether it's heroin or meth, it's just that you keep, you know, I mean, the guy at some point was, you know, world famous and loaded, and it's just so hard to get off that shit, you know.
But it wasn't him, though.
I know, but I'm talking about heroin.
In general, just heroin.
Is it, now, the impersonator, is it just like a physical, like a lookalike, or is he in a cover band also?
Was he wearing leather pants?
He got to the jail, he was, but not for long.
There was no photo of him. Let's see.
Do you think that, like, they just denied him bail and stuff because they thought it was so cool to have, like, a pet Scott Weiland? Like, he could have been released after 2 days?
Not.
Dude.
I don't think anyone thinks that's cool in this day and age.
The cops, like, brought their friends, like, we've got a Scott Weiland here. How cool is that?
45.
There's, like, a bunch of people with Facebook photos of them posing with Scott Weiland behind bars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that would impress anybody.
I don't know. Like, mid-40s cops. Yeah, they'd totally be into that. In L.A., it's a whole celebrity culture there. They'll take whoever they can get. Scott Weiland, sure. Remember when there was a story, I think it was like maybe the National Enquirer like 20 years ago, printed a story. I think it was they thought they found like Peter Criss from Kiss, and he was homeless, living on the street, had no money, blah, blah, blah. And then Peter Criss came out like, no, that's not me.
That's
just a guy that sort of looks like a way worse me.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that on, like, a VH1 countdown
shocking
stories.
But once again, that's the point that Peter Criss's career reached, where it was plausible that he would be living on the street.
Gene Simmons planted that story.
And also, I feel like just how little regard they had for him not to check in with any of his people to be like, hey, is Peter living on the street?
This was before Twitter and cell phones.
Well,
it was harder.
It was really important to get the hits on the website. They didn't have to check their stories.
Same with TMZ. Same with other sites like TMZ and Metal Injection.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't check.
Were you working for National Enquirer back then, Rob? Is that your scoop?
National Enquirer, they check their sources. Someone in the chat posted a photo of the fake Scott Weiland.
Nothing like him at all.
Nothing like Scott Weiland, with the exception of maybe the same tan.
Or like the same hair color.
That is
the same highlights.
He looks like one of the village people. Looks like what, the cowboy or the construction, one of those village people.
We'll post it with the episode description, so if you're listening to the
that
show.
That is hilarious.
Somewhere at TMZ in the office, there's a guy that's exactly like Rob that just goes, we'll put a retraction if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He's close enough.
I'll retract stories if they're wrong, but I'll keep the original up. And then I'll be like, update, this story is wrong. Click here for the proper story.
He'll just cross
so then
the
there's
font.
A second page view.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Fine by me.
You are a businessman.
Right.
Pasbani.
Can't worry about being a businessman and a journalist. You got to pick one or the other.
That's right. When people say, like, what kind of journalist are you? My response will be, I'm a businessman.
That's right.
Right.
I haven't been doing any inaccurate reporting as of late. So.
No, why not? What's wrong?
I've been trying to keep up with the algorithm.
What's the most accurate story you wrote this week?
I wrote about tour dates. That can't be any...
I just cut and paste from the press release, man. Try to beat me on that.
We have an audio clip of Rob breaping a story.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Noah is a gaping asshole.
Whoa!
Wow. I'd like to see the evidence.
I will not reveal my sources on that news story.
I'll take your word for it. It's fine.
Okay, good. I'm trying to see.
I'm not going to fact check that one.
There may be a retraction soon. We don't know.
Wait, on the story or on the asshole?
Both.
I hope.
Oh, no.
You don't want it to always be gaping. Got to go to work at some point. Good Lord.
Got to go to work. Right, well, that was good. I was at the
Rob, where were you last week?
The Guarbecue. And that was really cool. I spent most of the weekend on the road.
Oh, okay.
And by on the road, I mean sitting shotgun while Frank mercilessly drove 12 hours each way in traffic.
Oh, my God.
Where did you stop for food? We want to make sure that we know.
I grew a new empathy for bands.
I thought you were going a different direction with what you grew, but all right.
No, I mean, I grew...
I thought maybe it was a tumor.
Probably, for all the shitty food I ate.
A fourth stomach.
But it's so... There's such awful food at truck. There's, like, nothing you can get that's remotely healthy. Like, I feel
There's no couscous on that.
There sadly was no shrimp couscous salad.
No.
The food wasn't
Waffle House
cheap.
Really is the best quality food you could eat, and we ate plenty of Waffle House, and it was great. You guys totally nailed it last week, by the way. Otherwise, it was just shitty truck stuff. Like, there was a truck stop, and I remember I was just like, what could I possibly eat? The healthiest thing was, like, cheese combos, and I haven't had combos. At least it's living with Sid.
Combos are just like pure chemicals.
That is literally the healthiest thing, the healthiest food that was at this restaurant.
It tastes like eating chalk, cheese-flavored chalk.
Not the pretzel ones.
Yeah, the pretzel.
Pizzeria pretzel does not taste like chalk. Give it a little credit.
Come on.
Or nacho pretzel. If it's the plain combos.
The
without
the
plain combos, awful. I agree. The pretzel combo is slightly more bearable, but still the filling is just crushed powder.
It's like what's on chips, but condensed into like chunks.
All right.
It's the good stuff.
So other than that, I had Nathan's.
Okay.
Awful.
I knew you would get a
Nathan.
Hot dog.
I
called out hot dog.
Oh, let's see what else. I did not get Cinnabon. Cinnabon was at every truck stop. I refused.
That's like the when you've given up, you get Cinnabon.
Yeah. I had like a turkey sandwich. That there was a Starbucks we stopped at, and I had a Starbucks turkey sandwich.
All right.
Which was about $3 more than it should have been.
What kind of stuff was in the sandwich other than bread and turkey?
Havarti.
Ooh,
that
really?
Was actually pretty good. That was
truck
probably
stop.
The. That was probably the best. Well, it was a Starbucks.
Yeah,
Starbucks
the
doesn't fuck around.
Stop.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. We ate at when we were at Richmond, we ate like a fancy restaurant with a few of our friends, and I had a steak. That was the best meal I had.
Oh, did you go to that restaurant that Chris Adler opened in Richmond?
No, I didn't.
Maybe he would have given you a discount.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. It's like a bar and grill.
Oh, yeah. No.
Who's Chris Adler?
The drummer of Lamb of God.
Ah. I bet the lamb at that place is delicious.
Oh, my God.
It would have to be, right?
That's what You'd Rob think. Would order.
It is of God. You have to
have
it.
Seriously.
This lamb is of God.
The Guarbia itself was really, really fun. They really pulled it together.
Before you get to the fun part, how was the funeral part?
Well, we missed the funeral because the traffic was so miserable.
Oh.
It was like the Viking funeral, but I mean, I watched every clip available, so I feel like I was there. It was fun, but
was there any like comedy to it, or was it it's very serious?
I mean, the people giving the eulogies were making some jokes, but it was a relatively serious.
It was like what you would consider to be a funeral for a funny person, not a guar.
It wasn't
event,
like tear filled, kind of just sad.
They weren't shooting like ink out of cuttlefish.
Well, I mean, when you talk about memories of Guar, you're going to be like, "I saw my first Guar show, and when he was shooting that jizz out of his cuttlefish, like you're going to laugh."
No. I'm not saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, all right, you go to a funeral, there's funny moments. And,
but
you say a Guar funeral, you could see it being
it was a Viking funeral, so they had his costume, the Odorous costume. Sprawled out on a ship, and his cuttlefish was fully erect. So right there, there's
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
But then once the Slymenstra was there, who is amazing with fire. Mm-hmm. She's a total fire queen, mm-hmm. a flaming queen, if you will.
All right.
Except she's a woman. But she, like, burnt the boat with Odorous on it, and it was kind of, like, sad watching it burn up. It was intense.
How long ago did he die? I mean,
in April.
So they preserved his body?
No, it was just the costume.
It would be cool if it was the body.
I think it's illegal to burn a body.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
That's why. That's
even
how they got
Virginia, away. Even in Virginia, they have laws there? You sure?
This, by the way, Haddad's Lake is totally the middle of nowhere, backwoods, like a total...
Are they having the next gathering of the Juggalos there?
It was basically a mini gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah. Rob, I believe it's pronounced...
There were cops, though.
I believe it's pronounced Haddad's Lake.
Haddad's Lake, you're right. The other funny thing, too, was, you know, there's so many cops there. Body count was there.
Yeah.
So much cop killer this.
Body like, count was in the house.
Yeah.
Were the cops there because of body count?
No, just security. The cops were really cool. And then also Guar killed a cop who came out with, like, there was a cop with a pig face.
Uh-huh.
So they nice. There's so much anti-cop stuff on stage.
It's,
the cops
it's been a bad summer for the cops in general.
Very
so they've got to be
you
ready
gotta
for
suck it.
It
up a little when you, you know, when you're, like, the cops start murdering people in such record numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Got to take the heat. If you're a good cop, just be like, all right, I understand. I get it.
Are we sure the cops didn't plant the drugs on Brocky?
No,
maybe it all comes back to that. You don't know.
He had heroin in his body, though. He
maybe that they planted it inside of him.
Yeah. He said literally on Brocky. Yeah. Maybe he meant in Brocky.
Yeah. Cut him open. Maybe like a tube through the belly button.
I feel like they just like to shoot stuff, so they would have to like shoot him.
And also Brocky was white.
True. If they were like heroin bullets that they could shoot him with.
What if what if he was in costume and they saw him from a distance? Thought it was a black dude.
That's a fair point.
The costume
because of
look
the
like a black
fish.
Yeah.
Because of the
a darker hue, though. Also.
Yeah.
But if it was dark, he might have mistaken him.
You're right. You're right.
And then by the time they killed him and took the mask off, they're like, oops.
Oh, we fucked up.
This ain't a black dude. Better make it look like heroin.
Oh, so they shot him, and then they put the heroin into the dead body.
Yeah, because they're like, what's the reason white people die? We only know how to make it look like we killed a black.
From Virginia.
Wait, age him 50 years and send him to the Bahamas, Florida.
Oh, nobody wanted to see that. I think this is a more appropriate way for him to go out.
Well, R.I.P. Dave.
Definitely.
That would be like the Guar Barely Bird special. If he was that age and still doing Guar. The show's over by 4 p.m.
The show was over real. The show was over by sunset.
Oh, no.
It was a daytime show.
Really?
Yeah. The first band was on at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Who's awake for that?
People were there. I wasn't there.
Was the band even awake for that? To perform? Did they sleep on the stage the night before?
Wait, which was the first band that played?
East of Turnbuckle. It was the wrestling band. I was kind of bummed. Because they brought the Necro Butcher with them.
Oh, okay.
Who, for non-wrestling fans, he was actually in The Wrestler in that extreme wrestling fight with Mickey Rourke. One of the current greats of extreme wrestling.
Does he still wrestle barefoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the indie Thunderlips. He brought indie to this big screen.
As disturbing as his whole image is, the most disturbing thing to me is that he wrestles barefoot. I don't know why, but I just feel like, at least take care of your feet, man.
Your poor ankles.
He's not like a Von Erich who's like a grappler and a high flyer. He's like, in his feet probably
and
get
he's
destroyed.
Running around on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, there could be a beer bottle.
Who knows what he's stepping on? And he smells so bad probably.
The germs, too, imagine.
And the bottom of his feet must be so rough, he probably doesn't feel anything.
That's got to be his finishing move, right? Callous. Like just like a regular drop kick.
A bunion.
From those feet, the smell and the calluses will knock you right out.
The STI kick! I guess it's not a sexually transmitted
like HPV.
Infection. Yeah.
Get HPV from the floor. Certain conditions are met.
Fisting My Way to Providence in the chat asks, how was the new singer in Guar? The new singer, they actually had a few different vocalists. What I kind of liked was they created a whole storyline of Odorous being gone. So now Guar needs a new singer. So all of these guys sort of auditioned to be the singer. And their original Beefcake,
was
Mike Bishop.
Was it like the BJ search that you did on
the It was kind of like that, where everyone was like, hey, you know, I should know it, you know, the
So Alan is the new singer.
Yeah, so the Executioner came out, and he did stuff. And then Mike Bishop, who did most of the songs, his character is Blothar. Mm-hmm. And his whole thing is he wrote all of Guar's songs on Scumdog, and then they took his songs and got famous with it without him, and he's back to, like, claim his fame.
Uh-huh.
And I really liked it because the costume itself, it had, you know, it was reminiscent of Odorous, but clearly, like, a sequel. Like, okay, here, you know, this is our frontman costume, so let's do something that you could recognize that it's our frontman, but totally like different color scheme. He had massive antlers, like absurd antlers.
Are there photos of this yet?
Yeah, early? Yeah, there's photos on Metal Injection.
That's an early episode title contender, Absurd Antlers, because that's just a ridiculous thing to ever say, unless you're like a zoologist.
And vocally, I think he did a great job, and I'm really happy for them that they've figured out a way to... I mean, it's obviously not the same without Odorous.
Of course.
But it was still very much a Gwar show. You didn't feel like it was like a cover band or a cheap imitation.
So
like, Gwar
gonna,
wasn't just Odorous.
They're not going to change the name like we discussed a few episodes ago with other bands, right?
No, they're not going to change. They're still doing the Gwar gimmick.
Okay.
And they're keeping Odorous like as part of the mythos. Mm-hmm. It's just they're continuing the story without
Aww.
Him.
Okay.
So it was look, the Gwar name is what makes them the money. They're not going to change it.
No, I understand, but I feel like the music was a big part of it, and it's probably it might decline now because he wrote
all
the songs.
But he didn't write
so
the songs.
No.
He didn't.
No.
The lyrics? Did he? At
the
least
lyrics?
Yeah.
Really? But he
was like
wasn't
the creative force.
He wasn't
that
the only.
I thought
guy
he wrote everything. He was sitting there playing us a demo.
He never wrote a lick of music.
Oh, okay. I
for
was mistaken.
Gwar. Yeah. No, it was the rest of the band. But it's fine.
The lyrics are a big part of the music.
Yeah,
though.
I think, I mean, he wasn't the only lyricist either.
That's like if Weird Al died and somebody else carried on
That's
doing
true.
Things as Weird Al, like the bassist.
Yeah.
It's like, we've got this new guy. It's
yeah.
Weird Al didn't play any. This guy knows accordion.
Or like the same four band members behind Weird
yeah.
Al.
It was really, and I never have seen Sly Menstrua live, the female Gwar member. She is so... She's just like a burlesque fire breather. She did like a whole fire show, which I was like, how is she not burning everyone up?
Wasn't that your job before Metal Injection?
A burlesque fire
yeah,
breather?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I met you.
No, it's just that I like to put tassels on my nipples. That doesn't make me a fire breather.
The fire was from spicy ribs.
Yeah.
But she added so much to the show. I kind of wish she would tour with them more often, but she has her own thing that she does.
You could just go see her burlesque show.
Yeah, she does her own burlesque tour with a bunch of other women.
Isn't that way better?
I would think.
I guess, yeah. I guess.
There's no Gwar
guys. I guess,
music
yeah, there's
down,
no
right?
half-naked Gwar guys running around. Fine.
Depends what you're into, I guess.
Yeah.
Teach their own.
Let's actually call somebody who played the Gwarbecue.
What?
And hopefully he'll pick up this time. Talking about Landfill. Phil Hall, he played with his band Iron Reagan. Landfill's in a bunch of bands. He's in Iron Reagan.
Not Iron Reagan?
No, Iron Reagan. Like
Ronald,
like Ronald Reagan.
No, it's Reagan, Rob. Like Ronald Reagan. Come on, you know the president?
Former President Ronald Reagan, of course. Calling him up right now if you want to talk to Landfill, 646-929-1357.
It's also Iron Maiden. It would be funny if I'm Eden.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello, is this Landfill?
Yeah, that's me.
Phil, you're on the line with the Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you for taking some time. We're glad to finally be able to get you broadcasting to the dozens and dozens of Livecast fans listening right now.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great. You're on the line with Rob. We also got Noah here.
Hello.
Sid.
Just to be clear, there's more than dozens and dozens of people listening. Just a lot of them aren't really fans. They hate listen.
Yeah, and so we also have 3D.
Hello there.
Now, Phil, we were just talking about the Gwarbecue, and I was giving you my perspective on it. How was it to play? You had Iron Reagan, you guys played the second stage, which is basically this gazebo, and kids went nuts. It was the most raucous gazebo I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's a very unique experience being, like, completely surrounded by people on all sides. And having them sort of just get, I could feel them getting closer and closer until everybody was basically just on the stage with us. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, there was people hanging from the rafters of that gazebo. Like, and it seemed like there were so many people up there that it could have, like, crumbled at any moment right on top of everybody. But luckily the thing stayed up and began.
Did you have a chance to catch the Turnbuckle, the professional wrestling metal band that opened the show?
Yeah, my brother is actually playing drums with those guys these days, and I was there. It was like 10:30 in the morning, I think, when they played. I'm sure that was the first time they've ever hit each other with chairs at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, now they do a pretty hardcore thing. They're like hardcore wrestling while performing. And they got the Necro Butcher to show up. Did you get to hang out with Necro?
No, I didn't get to hang out with him, but I'm a big fan of his work. I mean, if you want to see something completely crazy, you got a YouTube Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe. Mm. And Necro Butcher takes one of the most nasty bumps I've ever seen in my life. And it has to be seen to be believed.
Was he almost broken in half?
Well, I think they're standing on the apron, and Samoa Joe gives him like a falling DDT off the apron onto the cement.
Oh.
And he lands right on his head, and you can see like the little, I don't know, it's brutal. You just got to see it.
The whole match is really brutal because it's just Samoa Joe, who's this really fat, big Samoan guy.
I wouldn't have guessed from the name.
Yeah.
just punching him in the face, like really, really punching him, and like they really go at it with each other. It gets pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, another thing that happened during the Turnbuckle set is their old drummer took over for a few songs, and Josh was out in the crowd, you know, kind of working with those dudes, and I got to see him sort of trade off a couple punches with Necro Butcher, so... that was entertaining, and Necro Butcher potatoed the hell out of him, gave him a good stiff shot right to the face, and we were laughing about it because that's, like, pretty cool to get punched in the face by Necro Butcher.
It's an honor for some people to get potatoes when you get a real punch to the face. Now, did your brother leave the barbecue with a concussion?
Well, no. I don't think he got a concussion out of it, but he has a story. He got a story out of it.
There you go. Any other highlights of the event other than obviously playing? Any highlights as a fan of watching the show?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is just so unique. I mean, it's a GWAR show at a weird water park / I don't know, lake. It's a totally unique experience, and it's something that has to be experienced to truly... I don't know, get it. You can talk about it all day, but it's truly a different sort of thing when you get there.
Now
but
you're
playing is always fun.
You're from the area. Have you ever actually been to Chadad's Lake without it, like just to go to the water park?
How many bar mitzvahs have you been to at Chadad's Lake?
Yeah.
Well, before GWARC started, so GWARBQ, there was an event that was there called Best Friends Day as well. So... and that would have bands and stuff like that too. And so I've been there several times for shows, and I've never really been there just without some sort of metal going on, which is kind of weird to think about.
Right. Well, why else would you go there? Right?
So Best Friends Day was a metal event?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a mixture of indie rock and, it was just kind of like, It was a mix of bands, you know. There was like punk bands and metal bands and rock bands, and there's, you know, a lot of different things going on.
If you want to call in and ask Landfill a question, the number to dial 646-929-1357. You've been a busy guy this year. You put out a new Cannabis Corpse album, From Wisdom to Baked. And I think it's really cool that you got original Cannibal Corpse frontman Chris Barnes to do a guest vocal appearance on this. How did that work out for you guys?
Cannibal Corpse was fortunate enough to do a tour with 6 Feet Under, about a year ago. And, you know, Chris and I sort of started hanging out, and I don't know, he was a super nice guy, and I don't know, we would smoke weed together and stuff. And I guess we became friends, and after that, you know, of course, I was curious to see if he would be interested to sing on a Cannabis Corp song, you know. I mean, it would be, it is a dream to work down to do it down, and he really, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Hold on, you're breaking up a little bit for us, Phil. You might have to go to a different part of your apartment if you're indoors.
Or maybe the phone.
Oh, we lost him. The call got dropped.
No.
All right, let's try to call Phil back. We're online with Landfill from Cannabis Corpse. Again, if you want to call in and ask Phil a question, the number is 646-929-2.
Hello, you've reached Phil Hall. Please leave a message.
See if we can get him back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for...
Is it possible he fell into Chadad's lake?
I don't think he was at Chadad's lake when he called us.
I don't know.
It's right near the airport.
It's just the same.
I hope you know I can't see airport the same again.
Airport. It's just as safe as the really.
Hey, I lost you guys.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I got you. We're driving. I'm in the van heading towards Harrisonburg, Virginia with Iron Reagan at the moment. And we're kind of in the mountains somewhere, so I apologize if the call gets dropped.
It's all good. Are they all, like, snickering at you doing an interview, or is this, like, a common thing where someone in the van has to do an interview?
It's really quiet.
It happens from time to time, you know. But, I'm more than happy to talk to you guys.
Oh, awesome. Well, we won't keep you for too much longer. I have an important question, though. Does Chris Barnes have good weed?
Of course. When we were on the bus smoking weed with him, he had like this blowtorch sort of dab contraption. I don't know what you call it, but you know, you like blowtorch this piece of metal and it gets like red hot, and then you like dab little pieces of wax or whatever on it.
Yep.
And then inhale the vapor. And I had never really seen something like that before, and that was the first time. And the other thing that he had that was kind of funny, he had this bowl that was shaped like a knife, which is perfect for Chris Barnes to smoke weed out of.
Tatanka in our chat room asks, Chris Barnes have life forms growing in his dreadlocks? No, but I remember Chris Barnes when he would be traveling, he would sometimes hide things in his dreadlocks, like marijuana. He would just hide bud, like when he was going through an airport. That's how he gets through.
Yeah, he told me that story too. I mean, perfect, you know, whatever works.
There's a use for it.
Yeah.
And then you got this, you're doing Iron Reagan. How are you finding the time to do all these bands? You're three different bands, Municipal Waste. Now you guys, I heard you guys finished a Municipal Waste record as well, right? Or you're
well,
working
no. With- No, we're working on it currently. We're still writing Municipal Waste songs. You know, I think we're about 7 or 8 songs deep. And, you know, we're just currently writing it. And Iron Reagan just finished a new record that is coming out really soon on Relapse. And actually on Tuesday we're flying out to Portland to film a music video for that record. And, Cannabis Corpse just put out a record like last month, and we did a short little tour out to a show called Denver Black Sky, which had a bunch of really cool bands on it. And, I'm just staying really busy. I like to stay busy. I don't like sitting around at home very much.
How do you manage to find the time to watch Raw while touring? I know you're a big wrestling fan. How do you keep up with wrestling on the road?
I got the WWE app on my phone, so it's a wonderful thing because you can watch, like we watched WrestleMania while driving to a show, like in the van on my phone, and, you know, that's when I realized that the WWE app is a wonderful thing. I can still get my fix even while I'm on tour.
That's awesome. All right, we have a caller here. I believe this is hello, caller. You're on.
Hey, guys, it's Josh.
Hello, Josh.
How's it going?
Good. Do you have a question for Landfill?
I do. I have a few questions. Hey, Phil. It's nice to finally get to talk
to you. How's it going? How's it going?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking. One question I had was, how did you get the guitar tone for From Wisdom to Baked? Because it's really different from the stuff you usually hear these days.
Well, first thing that I did differently on that record is I recorded four rhythm tracks instead of the, you know, I don't know how most people do it, but I have two on each side, stereo. So that helps thicken it up big time, especially, you know, for death metal, it really sounds good just having that wall of guitars. And I have an engineer in Florida. His name is Rob Caldwell. He used to work for Eric Rutan at Mana Studios, and he should be given credit for cooking up that guitar tone, because I mostly just track at my house, and then I'll send everything to him, and he'll, like, sort of mix everything up and really dial it in.
Any
cool.
more, John?
Second question. Yeah, the second question I had was Barnes or Corpse Grinder, which do you prefer?
I love Barnes. Barnes is my boy. I think Chris Barnes sounds like a fucking monster. And he's got some of the most unique death metal vocals out there. And plus, I mean, his lyrical content on those early Cannibal Corpse records, it was the greatest, you know. And, yeah, I'm a big Chris Barnes fan.
Cool. The last question is, do you actually relax at all? Do you just do anything other than music and roll?
Well,
and
I do a lot of, you know, like, being on tour is sort of, you know, you're in the van all day and you get a lot of time to relax doing nothing in the van all day. So, you know, there's moments of relaxation. But whenever I have a chance, I'll just work away. When I'm at home, I try to stay busy from when I get up to when I go to sleep, just to keep the ball rolling in all three bands and see what's down the road, you know.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
cool.
in, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Josh. All right, Phil, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And the new Iron Reagan album, The Tyranny of Will, is out September 16th on Relapse. Right now I want to play something from the new Cannibal Corpse record. I actually want to play the track with Chris Barnes on it, if you don't mind. That
sounds
album is
good.
From Wisdom to Bake. Thanks again, Phil. Safe travel. Say hello to everyone else in Iron Reagan from me. And,
Thanks a lot for calling.
He has a lovely home.
Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Later. All right, let's get to the music break. Other than this Cannibal Corpse song, got a lot of anti-cop songs in this music break because we're going to get political. Here's Cannibal Corpse. Fucking ball, the circle ball, the night, 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 the night
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
He will break it.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lonnie have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
I got my black shirt on. I got my black gloves on. I
it even.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Chuck B-L-A-N-D. You all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection livecast. You heard?
That's the sound of the police! Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast! Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police! Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast!
Phil Anselmo and Vinnie Paul are at your door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up. And for the love of God, don't open the door for those coked up weirdos. The Metal Injection Livecast returns. Now.
Whoop, whoop!
the sound of the police. That was our police protest music break. Welcome to hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
Some great comments in the chat during that. Someone said, somewhere on Rap Injection, they're playing metal right now. I bet on Rap Injection they don't talk about rap at all.
I was saying to Noah during the break we should do a skit where there's a alternate universe Rob that's a hip-hop junkie, and you make a site that's like, we should just do the exact opposite.
I always used to suggest to Rob that on April Fool's Day he should do that, just redo the entire site as a hip-hop site and see how people react.
Was it on the show that we talked about how, like, for April Fool's I should just skin the site to look like TMZ?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's funny.
But then they would sue you.
You should accept every criticism that people charge at you and do it blatantly. Yeah.
Just every link, every story is Dave Mustaine.
Let's go.
Mustaine took a shower today. Breaking news.
Video.
Dave Mustaine in jail for meth possession in L.A.
Crazy Dave Mustaine eats sandwich for lunch.
Update, our sources were wrong. It's not Dave Mustaine. The cops
Dave Mustaine.
Lied.
It's just your face.
Dave Mustaine, victim of mistaken identity.
Unscrupulous websites reported earlier that Dave Mustaine was on meth.
Let's go through our music break. We started off with Cannabis Corpse with Individual Pot Patterns. That was with Chris Barnes on guest vocals. Then we had our political playlist kick off with
anti-cop playlist
with Megadeth, Peace Sells, followed by Rage Against the Machine with Know Your Enemy. Then we had a little Body Count, Cop Killer, wrapped up with KRS-One with The Sound of the Police.
I was too bad we couldn't get that awful, horrible Michael Jackson song in there. That was the anti-cop song that he did.
Oh, what was that one called?
They Don't Care About Us, remember?
Was that that wasn't about cops. I think that was, like, a lot of people thought that was just about white people in general. There was, like, a lot of speculation about what he actually meant. It or, like, just, the media.
I took it to be anti-cops.
Maybe.
Well, let's see. Let's hear the song. And
is that the one where he says, Jew me?
Yeah, Jew me.
Okay, see, that cops aren't Jews.
I don't like Jews in general.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm so full of love, but, you know, fuck the Jews.
The children are nice, though. Just once they grow up.
I guess Jews are not so bad, except, you know, they wear those heavy coats. Yeah. And
what's the name of the song?
They smell in the summertime. Oh, I have it queued up. My sound is down, I think.
Here we go. What? Sound is ready to go.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
What was all that interlude there?
He was already completely off his rocker at this point.
Why is he so angry at white?
Well, this was like in the middle of the whole, you know, child molester prosecution, and a lot of people just thought that this was like a pretty transparent attempt to be like, see, they're all suing me because I'm black.
I mean,
black people, rally behind me. Come on.
I mean,
it's because I'm black.
You did lay in bed with kids.
I'm not
saying he definitely, you know, molested them, which is another, that might be a valid complaint that he didn't do that, but I mean, it's pretty clear. There was some smoke there.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. And he wasn't black anymore at that point. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why it was everybody.
Yeah, we missed it. Let's go back.
Go back to the... He says kites here. Yeah. It's bleeped out in this. Kike me. What does that even mean, kike me?
Circumcise him?
Well, they did it to his face.
Also, this is an awful song.
Yeah.
The reason I started hating Jews was, of course, Mindy Mayer.
I feel like Michael Jackson would have a lot in common with rabbis.
Why?
Because they put like baby penis in their mouth?
The reason I hate Jews is because I went to the airport in Israel once, and
It was not safe. It wasn't safe at all. It wasn't like LAX.
It wasn't. And they all talked really weird.
They kept saying Apple.
I really hate when people talk weird. Apple. Why would they want to take the skin off of those little penises? So we want more of them.
That's such a waste of baby skin.
Yeah. Give that to me.
Those rabbis are all wrong.
Where do I apply to be a moron?
Do you think that in modern day Michael Jackson would support Ian Watkins?
I don't know Ian Watkins. Is he white?
He would not, because Ian Watkins is stealing all the kids.
Or because he got caught?
He wants
also,
more kids
Ian
for
Watkins like was drugging these babies. He was like trying to put meth in these.
What's wrong with that?
All new ideas for Michael.
Well, didn't Michael like get them drunk? It's same difference.
Did
right?
he? Oh, yeah. I gave him
Jesus,
wine.
I gave him a special soda pop.
Dude, Noah, fill me in. I've been ignorant over the last few years about all new current events. What? Who is Ian Watkins again?
He's that guy from a band called Lost Prophet.
Lost Prophet.
Is he a kike?
Watkins? Is that a joke?
No,
he would not have lost any profit.
Not like Watkinstein or anything.
And
like
he would convince his young female fans
uh-huh.
to bring their infant children around for him to molest while coked up. And
so kike or no?
He's not a kike.
No, okay, no. Then I support that. That's fine.
We have Michael Jackson from Beyond the Grave. Talking about, there was a child molester from this hardcore band, the sole drummer of Betrayal this week.
Okay, first of all, I never even heard of that band.
Yeah, no.
Why did you even report the story?
They exist.
This is the most famous they've ever been.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Because he's a pervert. He needs to be called out for his perversion.
All right.
For his idiocy, the way he got caught.
Isn't the legal system calling him out?
Maybe.
Rob is a metal vigilante.
That's right. I will not stand for child molestation. I will squeeze the page views out of every child molester out there in the metal scene.
Yeah, that guy's so disgusting.
He's a literal neckbeard.
Yeah, he looks like he would.
And the way he got caught is that he uploaded photos that he had of underage girls to his Gmail so that he could have it as backup in Gmail. A warning
email.
To all of you child molesters out there. Google has a recognition software.
It recognizes
for
child
porn. Yeah. There's a whole algorithm that they wrote.
Can you imagine being on the team that designs this app?
That's the job this guy should have gotten.
There was actually an article on BuzzFeed a year ago. It's not a person. Not only do they have people that like create this app, they have a standards team that when an image is flagged as child porn, someone has to look at it and be like, yes, this is child porn. Alert the services, like child services, or no, this is not child porn.
I volunteer.
So this guy, they interviewed one of those guys, and he was like, it was the most traumatic year of my life. Like,
That's the only way he can get a boner. It's very sad
and
for him.
And that guy was Ian Watkins. Yeah.
So Ian Watkins is like, wait, people get paid to like a child porn.
That's how Ian Watkins
Everyone just sounds like that.
So you uploaded pictures of little girls? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Little girls.
Yeah. No one would do that. It's terrible.
But like, you're calling him a child molester. Did he actually molest children or did he just have kiddie porn?
I'm sorry, you're right. He is not a child. There was no evidence of molestation.
Did he take the pictures or was it pictures he found?
The article made it seem like he took the pictures.
I never molested a little girl.
Okay, so then I'm sure that he did molest kids.
Yeah, if he took
the pictures.
Maybe he just had them over to play Chutes and Ladders. You don't know that, Noah.
Maybe they were really
sweaty.
Had them
over to play what?
You don't know.
Chutes and Ladders.
What is that?
Or like, pin the tail on the Michael. You don't know. You don't know.
Alright, let's take a
fucking Jew.
Jesus.
Jew bastard.
Let's take a call. 281, you have been online for quite a while. Well, I've got driving somewhere.
Driving.
Hello?
281. Don't tell me you hung up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, 281.
Hi, how's it going?
What's up?
Just listening in, and I'm on my way to driving to school.
281, are you a cock?
No, I don't think so. All right,
let him talk.
Are you driving to an elementary school?
Ooh, can I come? I hit you right. Well, there's no girls there.
What schooling are you going to? What class do you have coming?
No, I mean, I'm going to a university, and so I'm moving all my shit from my house to my university.
Aww.
Oh, I see. So it's moving in day.
Mm. Yeah.
What university?
Texas State.
Which one?
Cool. It's called Texas State. It used to be Texas Southwestern or something else, but they changed the name because it got a bad reputation.
Is that like Everest College or something? Like they advertise on Maury?
Or Toro College.
No. It's a real school. No.
What town is it in?
It's in San Marcos, Texas. It's by Austin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I've driven past that place. That's like my wife is from Seguin. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
San Marcos is right there. That's where that's where most of the movie Boyhood takes place, is in San Marcos, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have a Boyhood story that you'll tell us.
Yes.
So have you figured out, by the way, what's your name, caller?
Eric. I called in a few years ago, and then I started listening again, so.
Oh, yeah, Eric, from a few years ago, of course.
Yeah, we remember. How could we forget?
Yeah, there's no way. Alexander, that was when y'all used to send out CDs, and I never got my CD, by the way.
Oh, nice.
4 years later. Look
nice.
At you.
that's actually why I'm calling. I never got my fucking CD.
Was it a Halford CD or a Shadows Fall CD?
I don't even remember the band, honest.
I'll be in Seguin in December for Christmas. I'll bring it.
Okay,
we'll
go
meet
on.
Somewhere.
Right.
We'll meet in New Braunfels. Right. That way it's like neutral territory.
See, that's what it
cool.
is. Rob just wanted to wait till one of us married someone from Texas to
Thank
save
you.
On postage.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Have you figured out your major at your school?
He did just started. God, pressure.
You don't know.
I'm actually a junior. But,
there you go.
I'm majoring in mathematics. I want to teach.
Fucking nerd.
Jeez.
Wow. I thought you said you weren't a Jew.
I knew it.
He's laughing at all the Jew jokes.
He's
I don't know about this.
Oh, he's from Texas, of course.
I suppose that's true. Yes.
There's no Jews here.
Yeah, it's okay for him to
Yeah, when I show up, I'm
for the Jew.
Yeah.
Do they
buzzers go off. It's like I'm the millionth customer at a supermarket.
It's the Texas the swiggy buzzer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they all ask me to help them with their taxes. I don't know. I can't help you guys.
I just came back from Dallas.
Mm.
Did anything go off there? Were there any sirens?
Yes, actually, there were a lot of police sirens. The cops there love using their freaking sirens. The hotel that I was staying at was next to the light rail.
Yeah.
And at like 4 in the morning for an hour on Thursday, they just... their sirens were just going off. And then the night before, I was watching the cops arrest someone in the parking lot of the light rail.
Wow. For what?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just looking down, just watching them.
Did they resist arrest, or was it a peaceful?
No, it was peaceful.
No.
There was like 4 cops and 1 guy, I'm sure, that didn't want to overreact.
You don't have to resist much nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you don't want to get shot or anything.
Walking away with your hands up now counts as
And in Texas, I mean...
Yeah.
They don't need much excuse.
So be careful out there, Eric.
Eric, do you have cowboy boots?
I do not. I am not a cowboy.
Do you have a gun? Do you carry a gun?
My house has a lot of guns. I do not own any.
Do you own a Pantera shirt?
No, I do not own a Pantera shirt either.
Oh.
Are you white?
No, I'm half white. Half
and
Mexican.
Half, all right. But you look white?
I look more Mexican.
Oh,
so you're like the Texas
version
of Rob. Sort of.
I was going to say you're okay with the cops as long as you look white, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Careful. We like our listeners.
Yeah. Be careful out there.
Does that make you a Chicano? The term?
Half Chicano.
I have no idea. I'm more in tune with my white side. I don't know Spanish. I don't know any of that.
A Chicano is like... from my understanding, like a Mexican person that's assimilated into American culture.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Okay, then I'm that thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
We don't have many of those here. Like in New York, the Mexicans are like they're insulated in their culture. Like you don't see really adult Mexicans that speak English here. Usually,
they're always just working all the time.
Yeah. They're like a lot of illegal aliens that never learn to speak English, and they're more of the Indian kind of Mexicans, like the short, like, squat
mestizos?
People.
Mestizos?
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Like, when you go, yeah, when you go to L.A., it's like they're just, you know, normal Mexican-American people walking around and speak perfect English. But when you're here, it's like, oh, they're like all Incas, you know, or Mayans, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Eric. We're not going to hang up on you. We're going to leave you on hold. Keep listening.
Yeah, y'all are keeping me awake, so.
Great.
Oh, no.
Good. Talk to you in another 4 years when you have your teaching.
When you get your
Halford
CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see you in December, dude. Right.
Maybe.
So,
not.
Noah, you went to Dallas. You visited the grave site of the
Dimebag
Darrell.
Did you dig it up just to make sure he was still in there? I want to be sure.
No.
Was he Jewish?
Yeah, so...
Darrell what?
We went to Arlington where he's buried. He's buried at the Moore Memorial Funeral.
Did you say a bracha? Sorry.
I did not say a bracha.
Come on. What kind
good.
Of are you?
Good. Fuck bracha.
Because saying a bracha is no place. There's no.
What is a bracha?
That.
What is that?
Like a little prayer,
a prayer
that they do over their seders or whatever.
For dime?
Yeah.
You didn't say a prayer for dime for the dime bag?
I feel like it's a sin to say a bracha in front of dime.
Why?
Why?
Wait, a sin against your religion or against dime?
Against dime.
Oh.
I don't say prayers. It's stupid.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Not
can
even
you say
for
one
dime.
No.
Could you say it if could do you know it?
What?
The bracha?
There are different brachas.
Oh, there are?
Like one bracha.
Yeah, there's the one for eating, there's the one for breathing.
For a dead person.
I don't know. Darren, do you know that one?
I don't know any of it. I barely know my Haftorah. I learned that shit by phonetics. I don't know what I'm saying.
You just say airport for like 15 seconds.
I'm currently learning the Haftorah so I can suck baby penis.
I don't think that's how it works, Michael.
Even though I hate Jews, it's just such an opportunity.
Your mouth doesn't discriminate.
I'll put aside my anti-Semitism.
So anyway.
Go ahead, sorry.
So it was really fun to try to find his gravestone, mm-hmm. but we found that we were watching YouTube videos to try to locate where in the cemetery it was, because it's a fairly large cemetery.
Yeah.
First of all, Dallas was so hot that I felt like my eyeballs were melting.
Like, was it 100 degrees, like more than 100?
It was 98 degrees.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty, pretty hot. So we got there. And his gravestone's really beautiful. There weren't, like, that many things around. And then, okay, so when we got there, there was a couple that was leaving, because we were there on his birthday, on August 20th,
mm-hmm.
which is what really pushed me to go, because it's, like, a bucket list thing that I wanted to do.
It wasn't Randy Bly? Okay, sorry.
So anyway, so we're standing there, and then this kid comes on a skateboard, and he's all like drenched in sweat because it's so hot. He skateboarded 4 miles.
Oh, good Lord.
He just told you that. He didn't really do it.
No
took
way.
A bus.
He was like all like red, like the sun
was
scorching
Paul?
Him. No, it wasn't Vinnie Paul.
He just did the ice bucket challenge. That's why he was wet.
I feel like ice can't survive in Dallas.
In a freezer, probably. If you just leave it out on the sidewalk, no.
Yeah, it'll melt instantly. It was so hot. Like, we walked from the convention center 1 block to the hotel where my coworker was staying, and the bottom of my shoes were, like, melted.
Jeez.
What are they made of?
From rubber.
Ice shoes?
No, it was rubber, so, like, it wasn't as hard. You know, it was, like...
Okay. Damn.
By the way, Chocolate Croissant wants to know if you passed the cemetery gates.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay.
It was nice. It was very touching. And I'm glad that I went.
Yeah, I'll put it in the background so you could...
Yeah.
So, were there any other... Like, he has a pretty big, like, monument or whatever it's called.
So he has
gravestone.
He has a like a headstone, and then he has that plaque with the picture of him holding the guitar and, like, you know, the fire and stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, but and it was so hot, like I tried to touch it with my hand.
Oh, no. You could fry an egg on top of it.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe that's because of all his hot licks. Maybe it's always that temperature.
Maybe it's because he's in hell.
Oh, come on. Were the other gravestones as nice around him, or was he like, did his clearly stand out?
His definitely stood out just because of the design that's on it.
Yeah.
I think his mom is buried next to him.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it was a very nice, well-kept cemetery. It wasn't like the one on Fort Hamilton.
Well,
where the like headstones are like droopy.
Well, because this is clearly a cemetery where rich people are buried, not just like schlubs from Ocean Parkway.
Some of those headstones are insane in Fort. I don't know. Like, it's a huge.
I've never gone in there.
It's miles long, that cemetery.
Rob used to hang out in cemeteries a lot in high school.
Write poetry.
First
in a
off,
notebook.
No, I never hung out in a cemetery.
Why?
Ever.
It was so cool.
I was only there for my uncle. Ganna. The uncle known as Ganna, who is not Ganna.
Didn't you get robbed next to that
I did get
cemetery
robbed. Yes.
Where we were living together?
My
they
phone.
Took your
they stole my phone.
Aww.
These five youths gang up on me.
Wow.
Did you call the cops?
They took the phone. How am I going to call the cops?
When I was alive, I used to hang out in cemeteries and look for baby graves.
The fresh ones.
But yeah, my grandparents were buried there, and there were like plenty of nice graves around there. It's a pet.
Your parents, like, both of our mothers have like very old Eastern European mentality, and my mother would never let us go to cemeteries because she believed in this superstition that if you go to a cemetery, that means your parents will die soon. Your mom didn't believe in that?
So well, I actually wasn't able to go for a really long time, like until I was an adult.
Oh.
I didn't see any of the... So she might have had a similar superstition. I don't know.
I feel like all of our parents, right, or at least me and Rob's, if that was true, that superstition, they would encourage us to go to cemeteries. Or so.
No way.
You'd be put out of their miseries.
My parents love me.
So what... I mean,
no,
what,
not for you to die. For them to die sooner.
Oh,
their
I see.
Their parents are miserable.
Oh, I got you.
But what's the point of having a cemetery if you can never go to it?
Just the children?
The children.
Children.
You can't rationalize... Like mom's stupid, like, Eastern European superstitions. They're all, like, dumb and
you,
don't make
you
sense.
You can go once your parents are dead.
Oh, I see. All right.
But not until then.
I feel like the whole point of having cemeteries is stupid in the first place, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah, like, what's going to happen when we run out of room?
Yeah, well, that too. But just even putting aside the room issue, like, why do we need to stick dead people in the ground? Like, what function does that serve? They're fucking dead.
Fertilizer?
It's not like... I guess that's good, but we have more evolved ways of fertilizing the ground.
And also, we're not like laying crops on top of them.
Yeah,
so we're not really using that.
Exactly.
It's more for the people alive, I feel.
But
yeah,
but like, why? Like, you could have a symbol of them without having all of them in one location.
But then we wouldn't have zombie movies anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Because if they're all ashes, then
you could still make the movies.
I suppose.
They don't all come out of the ground anyway.
It would be more
movie.
True. True. Those are the ones I prefer, though. I like seeing the people crawling out of the...
I was going to say, you hate The Walking Dead, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with the zombie concept. It has to do with how shitty that show is.
Yeah, true.
I'm not a huge fan of the genre, but I don't hate it.
Speaking of Russian parents, did you mention
oh
you had a story about you went to see a movie? And
so yesterday I went to see the movie Boyhood, which, by the way, is fucking fantastic. See it.
Give me a little brief blurb about that movie.
It was filmed over the course of 12 years with the same actors. It's a kid. The actor started out as an 8-year-old. No, started out as a 6-year-old in the movie and grows to 18, and it's just the story of the life of his family. It's great. Ethan Hawke is in it, Patricia Arquette, and this kid who was like a no-name. He wasn't an actor. He was just a kid they found, and he's not an actor now. This is like the only thing he did. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic.
How I'm sorry to go on a tangent.
It's fine.
Like how... How long did he spend shooting this movie?
Like a month a year.
Oh, okay.
So they check in, film a little bit when like the Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke schedules permitted, and then see you in a year or two. And that they sort of wrote the movie as they went, like sort of to parallel like this kid's life, like who he was growing up into, and they sort of were, it's fantastic.
I'll
it's going to win all the Oscars.
Okay.
But. We sit down, and I notice that there's a Russian couple sitting right behind us talking very loud. And part of me thinks, is this going to be the whole movie? And I think, yeah, no, they're going to know better. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, they did not know better. It was like watching a 3-hour long movie with my parents in the living room of my parents' house.
Except you can't yell at them to shut up.
We shushed them a few times. They did not listen. And it was like the stupidest fucking conversation. Like, oh, who is that? Oh, that's the boyfriend, I think. Just like things that were explained in the movie 5 seconds later. They were like out loud talking to each other about.
Don't go in there, bless.
The whole fucking movie. There's a scene where the dad is talking about Obama, and he's an Obama supporter. You hear the two Russian people behind me grumbling about...
Oi, fucking like, Obama,
it
bless.
It was literally like watching it with my parents and having the running commentary of my mom and dad in my fucking ear. It was
great.
But despite that, the movie was fantastic.
I'm sorry they ruined... I would have enjoyed that on some level.
There was one point... I'm trying to remember what the exchange was, but there was one point where I laughed out loud because of the stupidity. I think what it was... There's a scene in the movie where he's at the University of Texas at Austin, and they're like at some diner eating, and there's a crazy guy in the corner talking to himself. And the woman turns to the fascinating vibe, she's like... Who's that guy talking to? The guy says, I think he's talking to himself. And it was just like completely, there's a guy sitting at a table by himself, crazy, talking to himself. But they had that exchange, and I literally laughed out loud because it's like, you people are so fucking stupid. Why are you here?
How did I even find out about that?
I don't understand.
That seems like a movie that, like, you need to, yeah, like, that's like an art film in a sense. So it's like, how would they do they want to go to the Expendables and just end it up in
I
this
don't
one?
Know. I don't know. It was absurd.
They have some footage of that.
And the radio, that's why your show is in a series.
I thought his voice sounded familiar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was at the movie.
Oh, no. Someone's going to say Mama Rama. Oh no!
Wow.
Oh, so
no, Shaq, I could choose the one already.
Oh, so sad.
My God, you've been saving those.
That was her begging you not to get off the phone because she wanted to talk to you. That was such a sad drop.
This is part of a new batch that I got.
Oh wow!
It just fit here instead of waiting.
Yeah.
Let's go through.
No, Shaq, I could choose the one already.
Oh, God.
So sad.
Wait, how about I play them all and you translate what she says. Some of them are partly in English.
Right. She says,
ready?
No, I want to talk to you.
Aww.
Okay, ready?
Я ничего не поняла.
I don't understand anything, she said.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, that's what
she
that's
said.
What
I don't understand
anything.
That's
what you said, you didn't understand.
Oh,
what
no.
На радио, на твоем шоу или на серии?
I heard radio.
Oh, is it?
We were talking about this.
Wait, let Noah try, and then it'll be a game show.
On the radio, is it your show or is it at Sirius?
Yeah, because we were saying it was the 200th episode. She's saying, oh, on the pot, like the radio was.
Did you have to break the news
this
to her?
That's the way she refers to this podcast. Aww.
Did you have to break the news to her that you never made it to your 200th episode of Sirius?
Oh, man.
Well, I would have. If I'm on 5 days a week, I've definitely done 200 episodes because I was there for at least like 2 years.
Okay.
That long, really?
Joke.
Yeah.
So Noah got that correct. Here's the next one. Ready? No.
Wait, me?
Yes. You have to guess. Oh, they speak Russian.
Like wait.
No. Yeah. So what? That's basically.
Oh, right. You're ruining it. All right.
She wasn't getting it.
She was close. I think she was.
Это уже у вас 200
episodes. Wait. Can you please repeat that?
One more time, Noah.
Это уже у вас 200 episodes.
So scary. This is so creepy.
Oh, are you already at your 200th episode?
Yeah.
That's correct.
These need to go into heavy rotation for like the next year on the podcast. These drops need to become the new Shlomo's.
I wanted to actually open the show with this so I could drop them in, but we went into Scott Weiland immediately.
Do you have a drop with her talking about Scott Weiland?
Yes, here
that
it is.
That would be ideal.
Well, слушай, ты можешь мне позвонить на home phone? It just doesn't matter today.
Oh, my God.
What?
What do you mean to call your home phone? It doesn't matter today.
No, she's like, can you call me on the home phone?
Oh.
Why does it not matter some days and some days it does matter?
Oh, like the cell phone minutes?
Oh, okay.
Because then it's free nights and weekends.
And that's it. I played all of them. That's all the Mama Raba. There's a whole lot of other ones.
Let's call her back to get some more
drops.
Let's
keep moving. No. Never again.
All right. Well, which ones? We got some 3D. We got some Jenny.
Sure, let's hear the
1 Jenny. All right. 3D.
I don't care if it got AIDS, homie.
What was that? What was I saying?
I don't know.
I think I was rapping.
Must be.
This one I really don't understand.
I had a gerbil in my ass.
I sound so casual, so I don't feel like I was doing a bit.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You were speaking.
Could have been the Mad Libs.
One more.
I thought my ass was talking.
And finally.
Noah's as tight as a wetsuit.
Oh.
All right,
that contradicts the other drop from before.
We have Jenny, we have Mama Raba, we played already, Noah, Raba, Sean, and Sid.
Let's hear the one Jenny one. Let's go in order.
All right. Okay.
I'm twittering as my tussie.
I wonder, does she still say that? Like when she's with her husband now, does she say, put it in my tussie? And I know me saying that just now is going to become a drop next week, but that's okay.
It's a legitimate question. I felt like when she first started saying that, I didn't know if she meant pussy or tushy.
I think she meant pussy.
I know now because she explained it. But all right, Noah.
And he's got to put his face in Darren's ass. Yeah.
Who had to put his face in your ass?
Don't know. Oh, I remember being offended by that.
Oh. You want to play with a butt plug? Yes.
That was her serious voice. Do you hear that?
If you want to play with a butt plug, yes.
Noah?
I love gay sex.
This is Noah laughing sarcastically.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds crazy.
We have some Raba drops.
Oh, would you still bone Dave Mustaine, Noah? I know you had a huge crush on him before. Even now that he looks like an old lesbian.
Yes.
So many yeses there.
That's a little too long to be a drop, I think. But
it's more Noah than that.
It needs the context.
And then I went into the elevator and I butt-fucked Kane.
What?
The wrestler or the radio
personality? No, the radio personality.
Okay.
That's less exciting.
You wouldn't butt-fuck the wrestler.
Okay. I think
it's a very thin two-round drive. I have pretty gigantic balls.
What? I don't know.
I've had sex with my computer.
And then this one, which I played earlier.
Noah has a gaping asshole.
Wait, does he say Noah?
Yeah.
Noah has a gaping asshole.
How do I know that?
I don't know.
That was our question earlier.
Rob again.
Noah's pubic hair on her poopy titties with little freckles on them.
What?
That's probably to be like your birthday. A Mad Libs.
Sometimes I would nap on the pooer.
Is that true?
Well, you do live in Williamsburg now.
I don't remember napping on the poor.
And one last Raba.
Me and my asshole.
Oh, yeah. That file, by the way, is named Raba's new memoir title.
Yes! I was actually about to make that same joke, which I probably said when he first said that drop.
Okay, now two from Sean.
That smells like rape.
Okay. He's very big on the rape.
You got to lick it harder to get it.
And then, what was he talking about?
A lollipop, maybe? Like a Tootsie Pop?
Sid, these are some disturbing ones.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh. Okay, this is the first one.
A dressed child is boring to me.
What was the context of that?
A dressed child is boring to me?
Yeah. I get it.
All
right.
I really want
to know what the context was. I don't remember saying that.
That's probably the worst one. These are all bad. Okay.
I just peed myself a little and not in a good way.
This one you're going to really hate yourself for.
I'll let Rob shit on me naked.
Damn it. Well, this is another one I'd love to know the context.
And finally.
Be like a circle jerk, except with poo instead of cum.
Okay.
And that's all the drops for this week.
Yay.
Drops. Potato face. Thank you. A.K.A. Josh.
Two thumbs up to those. Big fan.
Well done.
Boo. Boo.
Brilliant to hit with
course,
the Mama Raba drops.
This is, yes.
No,
so sad. That needs to be her ringtone from now on when she calls
stop
you.
It. Stop.
I'm
going to get a call from my mom now. Very funny. Making fun of your mother on the show this week.
How?
Because she will not listen. My dad will be listening and will, out of context, be like, oh, they were mocking you on the show this week.
Time out.
So thanks a lot, everyone.
How did we make fun of her? By playing exact clips of what she said that were not doctored?
I don't
in
think
any
she
way?
Knows that we played them like live when she called in, probably, does she?
She probably won't remember.
I don't know.
Well, she'll remember now that she gets reminded of it.
Unless she has like an elephant's memory and she remembers like every scathing thing you did to her.
Spanky the Hippo, I hate you. That's all I'm saying for doing this.
Does your mother have an elephant's memory, Rob?
Oh, it is Spanky. Sorry.
Yes, she has the memory of a pothead.
I got confused because it says Potato Face as his Gmail contact name.
That's okay.
Oops. Did you just give away his email address?
No, that's not his email address. That's what his name is labeled as.
So what is his email address? Let's tell everyone. Oh, damn it. Almost tricked you into doing that.
Sorry about that. Great job. Wonderful.
Yes.
But yeah, so we were going to talk about Ferguson. That's what we're coming out of the music break. We were going to talk about it.
But we talked about so many other great things instead.
So you're saying Ferguson is a
great
thing?
Ferguson is great? What's happening there?
No, I'm just saying we talked about great things.
Oh, well, I just wanted to briefly touch on it.
Okay.
What the hell is going on over there?
Right?
That's it.
Okay.
Now that we've touched on Ferguson.
Shit's fucked up and stuff.
I think we talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, we made fun of cops.
And we do have to get to the Steve Harvey clip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
my goodness. Yeah.
Well,
I purposely didn't watch it just so that I can...
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, this is... Well, we've talked about Steve Harvey a few times, and we've watched maybe 4 or 5 different clips on the air. This is the shortest clip that we've ever watched, and it's the most offensive of all the clips.
So Steve Harvey took the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah.
The ALS.
No, he didn't though. He cheated.
Oh, hold on. Well, I didn't.
But
know.
All right, it's an alleged Ice Bucket Challenge video.
So just to explain, if you've been living under a rock this week and you don't know what the Ice Bucket Challenge is,
or if you're in the archive and hearing this 6 years later when no one's going to remember this at all,
yeah.
So it's all to raise money for ALS or
Lou
Gehrig's
disease. But I thought that if you do the Ice Bucket, you don't have to donate money.
You're supposed to donate if you do the Ice Bucket Challenge, you only have to donate $25. If you don't,
is that
you donate $100.
Wait, slow down. It started out, that's wrong, because that's what it is now. It started out being, hey, either do the bucket or donate to ALS.
Okay.
And then that went around for like a week. And then everybody said, that's stupid. Like, everyone's just going to do the bucket and call attention to themselves. So it morphed into like retroactively.
Yeah.
You can give a lesser amount if you do the bucket. Which is still stupid. Just give whatever you want to give. And it's good. I don't have nothing against
doing
anything.
The whole thing, when you do it, you get to challenge 3 people to do it to pass it forward.
Right.
Or whatever. So now we have the Steve Harvey one. It's a minute long, this clip.
Steve Harvey sets the black race like back 50 years. He basically does a minstrel show with this Ice Bucket Challenge.
No.
The worst thing I've ever seen. Yes. It's embarrassing.
I don't know. I got pulled into this by Med Vieira. I was minding my business, but it's for a great cause. This is for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I've never done anything like this.
So you see him on his fucking palatial veranda. He made sure you're all, like, he's overlooking the ocean.
And I love that it's like he's using a Canon, like a DSLR camera. It's not like a cell phone cam.
Yeah. And he's smoking a fucking Cohiba cigar.
While wearing a Cohiba t-shirt.
Yeah. Basically, it's look how rich I am. I am so rich. Look at me. Oh, and by the way, I'm going
to
dump some
water
on
me. And I sold a sponsorship to my Ice Bucket Challenge video. So I got them to pay the donation for me.
Yep.
Thank you, Cohiba.
Just like when he didn't pay those fucking people back that helped him out and chased them around the country for 30 years. Fucking scumbag.
Here I go.
Now he's getting water dumped on him.
No,
pause it. By his handlers. He didn't dump it on himself. He didn't have his wife do it. He's got, like, his entourage pouring water on him. And as Noah just pointed out, not a single fucking ice cube in this thing. It might be room temperature water.
Yeah,
and also, he's already, like, over-dramatically acting like, oh, it's okay. Like,
that's the – well, that's coming up. That's the – that's when he turns into Step and Fetch It, like Amos and Andy.
He's having a seizure.
I feel like I'm getting electrocuted. I'm challenging Dr. Damn it, Ellen, you better get your ass in this water.
In the water.
You too, Dr. Phil. Anybody, what you looking at?
He can't think on his feet at all.
What cigar still lit?
No, it's not.
Jesus.
Why is anyone laughing at that?
I want my mama.
He will fire them if they don't laugh at everything he does.
They're sycophants. He's got a team of handlers.
He even has, like, the trees in his backyard manicured.
Yeah, he has fancy bushes.
But do you hear him go?
Up, dick, 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 d
Yes, Martha! He's such like a, like just being a stereotype.
Yeah.
I want to smack him. I'm trying to understand when you're a celebrity, you are like, people look up to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're acting like you're out of a 1920s caricature of a black person. The most disgusting.
But isn't that his
thing.
Entire image, pretty much?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
He made a fortune with it. Why would he change it now?
I just can't understand how anyone watches him and, like, not ironically enjoys it. I can't. I just can't. Like, here you are. Here's, like, a 60-minute second clip, right?
Uh-huh.
Extemporaneous. Like, they probably just said, all
not
right.
Not contemporaneous?
No, not contemporaneous. And he's and he has to just do a bit for a minute without a script, and he flounders all over him, so he has no talent whatsoever.
Yeah.
He lapses right back into being, you know, Steve Harvey, Amos, and Andy.
He was doing his best Shlomo impersonation.
Tatanka said that should be a drop, by the way.
Tatanka also had a really good idea for your birthday show, which is coming up. He said you should do the ice bucket challenge for every caller.
Oh, my God.
Well, do we want to
yeah,
ruin the board? Like, where would I do the ice bucket challenge?
We got a little kiddie pool. Can you play the did again? Do you think if Shlomo did the ice bucket challenge, it would cure him? Maybe it would have the opposite effect of what it did to Steve Harvey.
I feel like I'm getting electrocuted.
I feel like I'm getting electrocuted.
Like in the cartoons when the person would get kicked in the head by a horse and then lose their mind
right
and then get kicked again and they fix them.
Oh, when Devious Darren Delgado got hit by a chair in wrestling and became Dominican. Playing dominoes.
It was kind of freaky that we were at school.
Rob Deviated Rectum has a really good point. He says, how about donate the money to ALS and donate the clean water to third world countries?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Can you mail water? Is that how that works? Of course, I have a gripe with this ALS challenge, and I'm going to say what it is. My take on charity is that as long as we're spreading it around to a million different charities, no one thing is ever going to get fixed.
Right.
We need to agree on a hierarchy of causes. Mm-hmm. And when you donate to charity, it all goes to the top cause until it's fixed, and then we move on to curing the next thing. So ALS would be middle of the list. Cancer probably at the top. Hunger. Once we cure
certain things can be cured faster than other things?
Doesn't matter.
Well, that factors into the hierarchy.
Yeah, then you go to the next one.
Well, cancer is a lot harder to cure.
Yeah,
than,
so we should fix that first. It's more important.
But it will take longer. So can we fix other things while we're fixing
cancer?
More
people have cancer than ALS.
Only one at a time.
Why?
Because
many doctors, there's many researchers.
Nothing's as good when you multitask. If you focus on one
there's
task,
there's not one
you're
person trying to find all of these cures,
but
there's different teams.
No, but there would all the teams would focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Well, who would be guiding the team?
The president.
Sid.
The president. The government would decide. We could all vote.
Why don't we fix all the really little things that are not consequential first, and
like
then
halitosis
do cancer?
And
yeah, or like shit like that. You know,
we have breath mints already; it's fine.
The West Nile virus.
And like ALS,
Ebola.
Half the people that have ALS, like football players, just got hit in the head too much. That's like half on them. That's not the most important cause. Come on,
but it'd be easy to fix.
On. Is it? Just stop playing football, all right.
You say that now. What if you had ALS tomorrow, Sid?
Then I'd be dead in 2 years from then, whatever.
Not with all this ice
I say that
challenge.
I've had cancer twice. That's why cancer's the number one thing on the list. I'm looking out for number one.
Aha!
Waiting for that third time. I'd like to nip it in the bud before it happens. I've never had a concussion, so I'm not as worried about ALS.
You are glowing right now.
And also, I'm not a Yankee fan, so fuck Lou Gehrig.
Oh.
Well, also, Jason Becker has ALS. No?
From all that headbanging?
No, he just had a...
What?
Now he blinks music.
Yeah. He's still alive, and science and technology is what's keeping him alive.
Chaka Krasan says, you had cancer twice?
Yep.
What kind of cancer do you have, Sid?
I had Hodgkin's disease, and then I had sarcoma.
What's the difference?
They're the names.
What are the what's Hodgkin's disease? What's that disease?
It's like a lymph node thing, and then sarcoma I got because of the treatment for the Hodgkin's disease as a result of the radiation I got for the Hodgkin's.
You got cancer from curing your cancer?
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
That's what happens when all the scientists are not focusing
exactly.
on one cure.
Right.
They would have knocked out that radiation issue before I ever got it. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
Bunch of jerks.
But you're Jewish, so that's okay.
They're friggin' working on halitosis. We don't need that. It's fine. Some people have bad breath. It's okay.
Maybe the first thing they should have worked on is this woman who had a baby skeleton in her body for 40 years. The most metal news story of the week. Doctors find 38-year-old baby skeleton inside woman's body.
I have a more metal story.
We'll get to that one in a second. But so this 62-year-old woman, when she was 24, she was pregnant.
She had a slut.
She had an ectopic
well, back
pregnancy.
Then, yeah.
Ectopic.
Ectopic.
Yeah.
Which I had to look that up. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Does that mean the baby grows outside the
yep.
uterus or
mm-hmm.
whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So the baby just got like lost in her nether regions.
Just
her
swimming
large
around in there.
Did she never like stop to think why isn't this baby coming out?
Well, she did go to the doctor. She could continue.
And back then, doctors were like Dr. Nick of The Simpsons.
Well,
right?
no, that's
no,
not
she
even
was,
it.
She was scared to have surgery, so she just went to her village and then forgot
yeah,
about
just
it.
Left. She was like, oh, I'll deal with it later.
Fuck it.
And then she had some stomach pain recently, and then they were like, oh. There's a dead baby inside of you.
Did the baby grow up to be like a 30-year-old?
Well, look at this picture of the skeleton.
It's like a baby skeleton.
It's terrifying. It's like a full-body skeleton.
Oh,
it's a skull, ribs, legs.
Well, like a very mushed-up skull. It's not
but
like
it's
a
still
full
a skull.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
A team of surgeons discovered a mass containing a matured skeleton encapsulated in a calcified sac.
I wonder.
That's a great band, by the way, Calcified Sack.
We are Calcified Sack.
That has to be a band.
Thank you.
So when she dies, is the funeral parlor going to charge her for like one person?
It's
casket
a two-for-one
two?
Deal.
Well, they got the baby out of her
yeah.
now. So.
Oh, they cut it out.
Yeah.
It
was found
the skeleton
between
there?
The uterus, the intestines, and the bladder, densely stuck to all the organs.
For the last 40 years, she's always felt like she had to pee really bad. Finally,
we actually had some audio from when she met with the doctor.
That's the issue. He didn't call her on the house phone.
Please stop. Please don't.
Rob, this could have been your brother. Please, it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Ron. His brother Ron.
My brother Rib.
Oh, that is your brother's rib. Right there, we're looking at it.
Shinbone Pasmani. They call
Wow. Stop it!
All right, well, what was your most metal story of the week, Noah?
My most metal story of the week was a guy that worked for a funeral home who was sent to jail because they found out he was fucking, like, corpses, and he had sex with over 100 corpses.
A morgue attendant admits to having sex with over 100 dead women.
Well, who's the victim here? Why is this a crime? Who's the victim?
The families of the dead women?
Why? Are they getting cum dripped on them when they look at the dead body afterwards?
Well,
like,
just
no, they're
to
not.
Know that.
Well, then don't tell them.
The
who
best,
said you had to
well,
tell them?
Well, now they know.
Keep that shit secret.
In Hamilton,
well,
Ohio.
The funeral owner did keep it a secret.
All right, so then how
oh,
did
oh, and here's the thing. He was doing this between 1976 and 1992, so in over 20
that we
so
know
then
of.
Why are they bothering him now? Wait, oh, that we yeah, that we know of.
He's over it.
Was he fired then, or how do they
know? I love this quote. I would just get on top of them and then pull my pants down.
He said that he would get drunk and high way like.
Yeah, it's because he was
before.
Drunk and high.
See, Rob, that's how it starts. Be careful.
Oh, and he would do crack.
They had crack in 1976?
Sure.
I feel like they should sort of have a service where they nominate their bodies to be used for this.
Yeah.
So to prevent.
Douglas was convicted of gross corpse abuse. That's
leave
a bad
why name. Do we have to besmirch the reputation of the corpses? Maybe some of them weren't that gross. Come on. Take it easy.
In 2008,
I'm sure
after
they were good looking.
Admitting to have sex with a corpse of a 19-year-old woman who had been murdered and nearly decapitated.
Yeah.
Well,
sure
nearly, what, he get it 3/4 off or what happened?
Like, she probably fucked the neck hole.
Oh, oh, she, was she that that what, related to that guy on the smoking commercial with the blowhole?
I have been fucking dead corpses.
I used to love it. Hey, where are you putting your dick? What are you doing? I am not dead.
I don't think we'd be able to hear him talk if there was a dick in his
blowhole. Get the fuck out of here with your...
It would just sound like...
No, I was doing it before he... Before the penis got inserted.
He's like trying to swat it away from his
come
own
on.
Dick.
I know consent to this. This is a wrong. I am not a gross corpse. Do not do this to me. At least buy me dinner before you fuck my blowhole. Rapist.
I hope newer listeners get the reference.
Does it matter? I don't think there's any way that's not funny.
And rape.
Yeah. And rape.
But seriously.
Oh, okay. DNA of his semen. How did his semen get found?
Because they probably inspected the bodies. Maybe someone else like saw him or something.
Okay. There was a DNA test on a woman who was murdered, done, and there was semen in her. And the woman's killer said he did kill her, but he never raped her.
I used to love semen.
That's when they did the
test. This guy's a fucking idiot.
And found the morgue guy did it, and then he admitted to doing it to 100 women.
Pinche cabrón pendejo, you should have buried the body.
Wait until after the fucking autopsy. My God, how impatient are you? They're dead. They're not going anywhere.
Well, they smell after a few weeks.
Listen, he had a slow week.
No, they smell right away.
Good Lord.
Haven't you ever been that horny you do something irrational?
Not leaving evidence in a corpse before the autopsy.
Translate your experience being attracted to women toward being attracted to dead people.
The guy's wife even tried to alert the morgue.
Speaking of gross corpses, this woman must be hideous if you'd rather have sex with dead people.
She tried to alert the morgue and was told to stop calling.
Yeah.
Do you think he pretended was a dead body?
Do we have any audio of the wife trying to call the morgue?
Oh, let me see.
No!
Oh, yeah, here it is.
No,
she wanted to talk to them, but they would just get off the phone with her. She kept trying.
I didn't know she was Russian.
They
were like, wait, we're supposed to call you back? What is this? Just tell us what you want, lady.
Noah, would you mind if after you died, someone raped your corpse?
I was crying right now. Your eyes are all red.
How would you know, though?
Wouldn't know, I guess.
I think that's clearly wrong. I mean, what I'm saying is they should have people that donate their bodies so that these guys won't go digging up unwilling corpses.
But maybe part of the appeal is that they're doing something illegal.
That could be. But maybe there are some people out there who just want to fuck a corpse but don't want to invade anyone.
I don't even think it's like that they're specifically turned on by corpses. I think they just want to fuck someone who won't talk back to them.
Oh. Yeah.
Or maybe they're really unattractive and it's a good-looking corpse. They're like, well, this is the only chance I'd ever have to have sex with someone
who's attractive. Get a fleshlight. Jesus.
Fleshlight isn't a once-attractive 19-year-old.
Well, there may be people like what you're saying, but I think this guy had a problem. Like, he had a wife and...
I mean, he did it to over 100 bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you do a few, like, why
and
would
I
you
wonder,
stop?
And I wonder if he did it with dudes and chicks or just chicks.
No, he did it with dudes, too. And I was still alive.
A butt is tight enough when it's alive and willing, let alone when it's dead. God, do they have enough lube? Did he just dip his dick in formaldehyde?
Or Vaseline?
Like, how do you lube yourself up for a corpse?
There's Vaseline in the laboratory.
I suppose. But, like, a corpse butthole? Let's clinch.
Maybe he used the, what is it called? Like a speculum?
Oh, on a dead butt? Oh, my God.
Tatanka in the chat says, first guy to bang Noah's dead body. Ken Pierce.
Ken Pierce will be long dead before Noah.
He's already dead on the inside.
What if he just starts becoming a vegan and working out every day just to outlive you so that he could fuck your corpse?
I think he would just murder her himself.
That's
why put it off.
We've turned this guy into a fucking murderer and corpse fucker now. Poor guy.
It's pretty metal, though.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have kissed her neck.
Yeah.
Ew.
Superintendent Chalmers asks, is necrophilia rape? Corpse can't exactly say no.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Okay, well, would the people while they're living say yes?
I don't think it would be, like, technically rape, but it's still clearly very as wrong as rape. Let's put it that way.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's not as bad to do it to someone who's dead than to do it to someone who's living.
I think
there's
it's...
There's no victim.
Wow.
There isn't. There isn't.
I agree with you in principle, but I understand why someone would, you know...
Well, obviously it's disgusting and deviant behavior that needs to be dealt with, but there's really no victim.
I feel like if we lived in a sane society, then that wouldn't matter as much.
But. Isn't that just like what you said about molesting kids when they're babies and they don't
if they
know
can't
it?
Remember it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sid.
Yeah. What's the harm?
Here, this is the,
as long as
this
is the audio.
As long as
they're
going to
extract... In 20 years, when Sid is found,
as long as you're not
dead,
physically damaging,
and also, this.
And if they're too young to remember, I'll call you back on your home phone and talk to you more about this, Mama Rava. I'll give you my pamphlet. You can read up.
I hate you, Spanky the Hippo.
In a very loving way, right?
No, in a very hateful way.
Oh.
All right.
Tatanka says, I'm the worst. I take that as a compliment. Jaco Croissant says, I'm the best. I also take that as a compliment.
We have about 5 minutes left in the show. 4 minutes now. Whew, this one really flew by.
Yeah. It was a good one.
That's what happens when I miss a week.
Oh, so it's just because of you?
Oh, yeah.
I like that you keep going back to the picture of the Scott Weiland impersonator on your desktop for some reason. So
trying to see what tabs I have open.
Maybe I like cum.
Oops, sorry. That was an accidental drop.
We'll be back next week, which I guess it's my birthday show. I mean, my birthday
is...
Birthday is a week from Tuesday, so we could celebrate it next week.
All right.
Do something fun.
Like, okay, so maybe instead of doing the ice bucket challenge, we could just put an ice cube down your shirt or something.
No. Just one ice cube, that's it?
Well, I guess it would have to be like an ice block.
That's a good question in the chat here. Mind if I run this by you, Sid?
Sure. I think I saw it, so yeah.
Tatanka says, if your baby was sexually assaulted, no biggie as long as they don't remember.
Depends
who
did it. And I don't have a baby yet.
Why should it depend? You said it doesn't matter because they have no memory.
Well, just for me, for a matter of preference, if I'm going to know about it.
Wow. So if
it was Lonnie, you'd be all right with it?
Well, why does it have to be a dude?
All right, let's say it's a woman then.
Is she good looking?
Yes.
Have there ever been cases of women sexually molested?
Of course.
Okay. I feel women just aren't as horny as men.
Deviant perverts come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
It's the name of my forthcoming memoir. There was another question in the chat that near that one that I thought is the one you were going to read about the paper bags.
Oh, fucking a one-year-old should be the equivalent to the paper bag of the can of beer.
Did you put a paper bag over the baby? It's fine? Is that what it is?
That took me a little bit of time.
Just want to be clear, for drop-making purposes, Darren is the one that said that.
Bastard. That's how,
I'm not alone now.
You know, I play the drops, right?
Damn it! Send that one to Rob, please.
That's how Jews molest babies. They put a little sheet over them.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What was this about molesting babies?
There was a sketch on Upright Citizens Brigade with Amy Poehler. I don't know if any of you saw this, where she's married to an Orthodox Jewish guy, and they're not married, but he has sex with her and it's okay because they do it through a sheet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he starts doing everything through a sheet. Like, he starts eating pork through a sheet. Because it's okay, because God allows it. And then, like, he gets mad and he's like, I'm going to kill you! And he puts a gun through the sheet to try to kill her.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Very underrated show from back in the day.
I actually saw a thing in Vice today about the high Hasidic, like, the equivalent of a bishop or whatever, like molesting boys
in the
Hasidic Jewish neighborhoods of Williamsburg and Borough Park.
Of course.
And how most people are totally right with it. And this one guy is like the only one that's being like, hey, stop it.
Yeah, just awful.
Well, that's
awful
how
people.
That's how strong their faith is. They figure, all right, you're a religious authority, so whatever you do has to be okay.
It's awful. That's awful it. People.
Yeah. And they were all at IKEA today. For some reason.
Just fucking
well,
little boys.
Well, they couldn't go yesterday.
Yeah. I learned, do not go to the Brooklyn IKEA on Sundays. Just go on Saturdays.
Sunday is the day that all the yids take off from sucking baby penis and go to IKEA. That's where they buy the desks to hide the baby under the desk.
We say a lot of inflammatory things on this show, huh?
Yeah, so. I feel like that's, I'm not saying anything
negative.
Not true, though.
I don't think anything negative.
No, it's definitely negative, but they're negative
people
fucking
should
people.
Know about it.
That's
yeah.
right. I'm assuming if any Hasidic person listened to our show, they would have tuned out a long time ago.
And he
ago.
Did. Shlomo.
Yeah.
I want them. They should hear it. Fuck them. They're sucking scumbags.
That's what the rabbis do.
Yeah.
They fuck them.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I'm only talking about like extreme fundamentalist Jews. I'm not saying Jews in general.
Because then you'd be talking about all of us.
Right.
Which would be
well,
awkward. Well,
you're questionable. Everyone else knows. They want to know if you would let either Keith Hernandez or Matt Harvey molest your children.
No. And well, they don't need to. They've got women knocking down their door. What do they need little kids for?
It's a hypothetical. Go with it.
It's all context. No. The answer is no.
Oh,
right. It's a hard no.
All right. Well, it's another great edition of the Metal Injection Podcast.
Edition?
The live cast.
Typical Jew.
Edition or edition?
Both,
edition.
Maybe. It's an audition. Was it recorded in audition?
Yes.
See, there you go.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Trying to line up a special guest. Till then, don't fuck any babies or dead people. See you next week.
What about dead babies?
That'll be all right.
Cool.